Hey everyone, welcome back to English for You. It's your host, Christopher, along with Jeffrey.
Hello.
Okay, Jeffrey, the last time we spoke, we had a dialogue between Patrick and Stephanie. Can you remember what happened?
Yeah, Patrick invited Stephanie to go with him and his friends to the beach, but Stephanie didn't want to go. But you know, I think Patrick should have said more and tried to change her mind so that she would agree to go with him.
Oh, so you mean like make the time at the beach sound more fun?
Yeah, I think he could have been much more persuasive.
Ooh, that's a good word. And we will explain it in our article. So how about we check that out right now?
Reading.
Tips for being more persuasive.
Being persuasive is one of the most important skills in communication. It is useful not just in business negotiations, but also in your social life. The power to be persuasive and influence others can be a key to success. Some people think the skill is complex because it often involves human feelings, yet you can master it through practice. There are many ways to be persuasive. For example, you can convince someone simply by being confident, well-spoken, and acting like a leader. You can also tell someone that they will benefit themselves by helping you or agreeing with your idea. Besides that, making a person think that they are working for the greater good is another common strategy. Most people want to be a critical part of a team. Whichever technique you use, honesty is always the best policy. Once you lie, people won't trust you the next time you try to persuade them.
All right, the article begins, being persuasive is one of the most important skills in communication. So, persuasive. Persuasive is an adjective, and it means making you want to do or believe a particular thing. So, if someone is persuasive, it means they are good at getting you to do something you might normally not want to do. Jeffrey, what do you think makes a good, persuasive person?
Well, being persuasive in communication can be difficult. Communication, of course, means speaking and listening.
That's right.
And I will say this. It's not just what you say, it's also how you say it. So maybe smiling or using friendly words can really help change people's minds and make them think that your idea is really good.
That's right. So if I were to have a friend come visit me from the United States, and I wanted to persuade them to try bubble milk tea, Jinju Nai Cha, I wouldn't say, here's a drink you should try. That would sound boring, and no one would want to do that. But if I say, you should try this beverage, it's Taiwan's number one drink. A lot of people in Taiwan love this drink. I think you should try it so that at least you experience the real Taiwan.
Plus, there's lots of different ways to drink the tea with ice, no ice, sugar, no sugar, lots of sugar. And I think you can even put fruit in, too, to make it just the right taste for you.
Yes, and you can change the size of the little tapioca balls, the jinju.
So that would be more persuasive in trying to get your friend to try bubble tea.
Okay, back to our article. It is useful not just in business negotiations, but also in your social life.
And okay, social life, that means with friends, right?
Yes, with your friends.
But there was another word, negotiations. And this word is the process of discussing something with another person in order to reach an agreement. Okay, so talking about something so that you feel the same way about it. So for example, the businessmen from Japan are in negotiations with the boss.
Ooh, that sounds important. We have another example for negotiation. Jackie doesn't like negotiation, so she avoids night markets.
Well, that must be because sometimes when you buy things from the street, you need to argue or negotiate or talk about the price in order to get a good deal.
Yeah, that is a big problem with the night markets. Another problem is when you go to certain night markets, especially like the Shiling one, the owners of like the beverage stands and the little restaurants, they try to stick their menus in your face. And I don't feel that's a very persuasive way to get me into their restaurant, to try their food.
Right, so actually being too strong is not good for persuasion or negotiation, because you can just make people feel mad or scared and they'll just run away.
Right. We should spell negotiation before moving on. N-E-G-O-T-I-A-T-I-O-N. Negotiation. All right, so the article continues with, the power to be persuasive and influence others can be a key to success. All right, so the word influence, it's a verb, and it means to cause someone to change their behavior, belief, or opinion, or to cause something to be changed.
This word sounds very similar to persuade.
Yes.
So are they basically the same meaning?
Yes.
Okay, interesting. So, I could say that Albert Einstein influenced many other scientists.
Yes, and you would be correct. Here's another example of influence. I think the person who influenced me the most is my mom. She taught me to always do the right thing. All right, influence is spelled I-N-F-L-U-E-N-C-E, I-N-F-L-U-E-N-C-E, influence. Some people think the skill is complex, meaning persuasion, to try to persuade someone. They think it's complex because it often involves human feelings. Now, let's take a pause here and explain complex to our listeners.
Okay, complex is an adjective, and if something is complex, it has many parts that are related to each other in ways that might be difficult to understand. For example, computers today are fairly simple to use, but about 20 or 25 years ago, they were complex. Using computers was very difficult. Can we think of another complex technology that has gotten less complex to do over time?
Of course, there's tons. For example, the cell phone. It evolved or changed with time. So originally, a cell phone was kind of restricted or only could be used in a car, and it had to be plugged in, and they were really big. But now phones have, you know, gotten smaller. Cell phones have become smaller. And that's because the stuff inside, the components, the electronic parts, are no longer as complex, so they can make them smaller.
Well, I also think the internet is complex somewhere, wherever those computers are, but using the internet seems really simple now. For example, email. I used to go to the post office, buy envelopes and stamps, and write the letter. I had so many different parts that I had to put together. It was a very complex thing to just mail a letter. When you compare that to today, when emailing, you just push a few buttons and it's sent all the way across the world. It's much simpler than it used to be.
I agree. I know another problem I encountered as a kid that I think most people don't have to deal with now is memorizing phone numbers. I remember I used to have to know all my friends' phone numbers so that I could call them if I were outside and used a payphone. But that makes me think of our example sentence because it has to do with numbers. This math equation is complex. Can you help me to better understand it, please?
I wish I could, but I'm not too good at math either. So let's go back to the last sentence. It says some people think the skill talking about persuasion is complex because it often involves human feelings. So when you're dealing with people that, you know, get feelings from every word you say, it could be complex, right?
Right. Yet you can master it through practice.
Oh, good. So if you practice negotiation and persuasion a lot, you can get better and even perfect.
That's right. And practice makes perfect is something I would like to teach the kids right now. Practice makes perfect is an idiom, and it basically is self-explanatory, but I'll explain it. I'll break it down. Practice. So you do something repeatedly. You do it many times so that you get good at it, and makes perfect. Perfect would mean like 100% on an exam or a really good score in baseball or any other sports. So if you want to be really good at something, practice, practice, practice.
Well, it's nice to know that persuasion is a practicable skill, just like swimming or dancing. If you work at it really hard, you can get better.
That's right. But let's move on to the article and continue with, there are many ways to be persuasive. For example, you can convince someone simply by being confident, well-spoken, and acting like a leader. You can also tell someone that they will benefit themselves by helping you or agreeing with your idea.
Now, that word benefit is a verb, and if you benefit from something, or it benefits you, it gives you an advantage, improves your life, or helps you in some way.
That's very true. How about we give the students an example, and maybe they'll benefit from it. The victims of the earthquake benefited greatly from the money donated by other nations.
Very good. And something I believe is that morning exercise can benefit your mind and your body.
Ah, I have to try that. I do not exercise in the morning.
So what happens next in the article?
Well, it reads, besides that, making a person think that they are working for the greater good is another common strategy. Hey, Jeffrey, I can explain strategy. Would you like to define the greater good for our listeners?
Of course. The greater good means it's good for not just you. It's good for you and your friends, your family, the people in your city, or even everybody in the world. And the best example of this that I can think of is recycling. Why do I choose to put plastic bottles in a recycling bin or box? Why don't I just throw the plastic bottles in the park, at people on the street, in the middle, you know, of this sidewalk? It's for the greater good to recycle plastic bottles. Which is an example sentence for you also.
Yeah, if you ever stop recycling and I read the news and it says foreigners pegging people, throwing plastic bottles at pedestrians, I'm gonna call the police on you.
Right, that would be very embarrassing, which is a big reason why we do things for the greater good. Because when you do something that I guess we could say for the greater bad or something that hurts everybody, well, it might be against the law. And secondly, you could embarrass yourself, your friends, and your family. And I don't want to embarrass my friend Chris, so I'll keep recycling my plastic bottles.
All right. Time to define strategy. It's a noun, and it's a long-range plan for achieving something or reaching a goal. It can also mean the skill of making such plans.
So I think that people who play chess players, and also army generals who have to plan a war or a battle, they need to have good strategies, right?
That's right. All right, back to the article. Most people want to be a critical part of a team. Whichever technique you use, honesty is always the best policy.
I'd like to define the word technique. The technique you use is the way you do something. And we use the word technique, especially when talking about a skill, a difficult skill, like in art, painting or singing, or in business, speaking or writing.
That's right. We also heard honesty is the best policy. It's our shortcut for you, so let's check it out.
Shortcut for you.
Bad news, Pat. I lost my job.
Oh, dear. What happened?
Well, during the interview, I told my boss that I could speak Spanish. I never thought he'll find out the truth. But then we'd had some customers from Spain.
Oh, so you got fired, huh? Well, like I always say, honesty is the best policy.
But politics is so boring.
Actually, what I said is a proverb or old saying. Honesty is the best policy means you should always tell the truth, even when it seems it would be useful to tell a lie.
I get it. Honesty is the best policy means 诚实为上策。
That's right. If you hadn't lied about speaking Spanish, you would still have your job. But because you lied, you lost it.
You're right. I shouldn't have lied. Honesty is the best policy.
Remember that the next time you have a job interview.
All right, that was fun. Now for our final sentence of the article. Once you lie, people won't trust you the next time you try to persuade them. It's a bummer we're running out of time for this article, but we still have our For You chat question. So let's check it out.
For You chat.
All right, here's the question. Has someone ever convinced you to do something you didn't want to do? And how did they do it?
Well, when I was in high school, my friend convinced me that we should stay up all night and not sleep at all. And they said it would be really easy and actually we wouldn't be tired the next day. It was awful. I shouldn't have done it. I was so tired. How about you?
To be honest, I had a similar experience as you, but I stayed up for 3 days with no sleep, 72 hours, and I would say never do that. Never.
That sounds terrible.
It was terrible. But how about you kids? Has someone ever convinced you to do something you didn't want to do? And how did they do it? And we'll see you next time.
Tips for being more persuasive.
Being persuasive is one of the most important skills in communication. It is useful not just in business negotiations, but also in your social life. The power to be persuasive and influence others can be a key to success. Some people think the skill is complex because it often involves human feelings, yet you can master it through practice. There are many ways to be persuasive. For example, you can convince someone simply by being confident, well-spoken, and acting like a leader. You can also tell someone that they will benefit themselves by helping you or agreeing with your idea. Besides that, making a person think that they are working for the greater good is another common strategy. Most people want to be a critical part of a team. Whichever technique you use, honesty is always the best policy. Once you lie, people won't trust you the next time you try to persuade them.
Vocabulary review.
Persuasive. Influence. Benefit. Strategy. Technique.